请我们翻到希伯来书
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and a sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程
And now please turn with me to the book of Matthew
然后我们翻到马太福音
The Gospel according to Matthew
马太福音
Matthew chapter 19
马太福音十九章
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 onwards.
16节，然后后面。
So this is a story that we're quite familiar with.
我们都很熟悉这个故事。
This speaks of a rich young ruler.
这是讲到一个很富有的财青年的财主。
So I think we know the story, so I will not read it.
我想大家都很熟悉，所以我就不读了。
But let's pay attention to a few verses.
我们来看几节的圣经。
So this rich young ruler came to Jesus.
所以这个青年的财主他就来到主耶稣面前。
And he asked what I have to do to inherit eternal life.
他说我该做什么才能得永生。
And Jesus said, keep the commandments.
然后耶稣对他说，你要遵守诫命。
Which ones?
哪些诫命呢？
So in verse 18, Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
So, 第十八节里面他说就是不可杀人不可奸淫不可偷窃不可做假见证十九节当孝敬父母又当爱人如己
But this young man says, I have already kept all these things.
So, 这个青年人他说我都遵守了
Do I still lack anything?
我还缺什么吗？
And then Jesus responded.
然后耶稣他回答说,
In verse 21, he says,
21节,
If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come, follow me.
你若愿意做完全人, 可去变卖你所有的, 分给穷人, 就必有财宝在天上, 你还要来跟从我。
And we know that the young man was very sad after hearing this.
我们知道这个青年人他听到这些话就非常的忧忧非常忧愁
Because he was too rich
因为他太有钱了
So I want to consider this story today
我想大家一同来思想这件事
And the burden on my heart is to discuss following the Lord
我今天的负担就是和大家一同交通一下跟从主
More specifically what hinders us from following the Lord
更加确切的说什么阻拦了我们来跟随主呢
And this is something that has been on my heart for several months a few months ago during Friday Bible study I asked this question
几个月前在星期五晚上的查经聚会的时候我问了这样的一个问题
What hinders us from following the Lord?
什么拦阻我们跟从主呢
I'm sure we all have some desire to follow him
我想我们都有一个心愿想要跟从他
We just sang the hymn that says we have the desire to follow him
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌就是我们想要跟从我们的主
But, and then many people came up with various reasons why we might be hindered from following the Lord. And some of the reasons were what I expected and some were really surprising to me. But regardless, this got me thinking about what really hinders us from following the Lord.
这个真的是让我开始去想到底是什么拦阻我们来跟从主。
So here's this rich young ruler.
So 这里有这一个青年的财主。
And I feel like I identify with him quite well.
我觉得我跟他还蛮像。
I mean, so I am not rich.
除了我不是很有钱。
And I'm not a ruler.
我不是一个长官。
And maybe I'm not young anymore. I don't know.
我也不再年轻了。怎么觉得？
But there's one key point that I feel like I identify very much with.
但这里有一个非常关键的事情，我觉得我跟他很像。
He really likes following rules.
他很喜欢遵守诫命。
And if you know me, I really like following rules.
如果你们认识我的话，我是很喜欢就是有条有理的。
Every once in a while, I will go download this driver's manual.
那个时常的时候，我就会拿出那个什么开车的那个手册。
And I will get a new one and see if there are updates that I need to follow.
然后我会去经常查一下是不是有一些更新的，然后再去拿一本新的。
Yes, because if there are new rules, I want to know about them so I can follow the new rules of the road.
所以里面它如果有新的那些规章制度的话，我就可以遵从了。
And when I first believed,
当我刚刚信主的时候。
Our brothers encouraged all the new believers to read the Bible very quickly a few times through.
我们的弟兄勉励我们，就是很快的把这个圣经读过一遍。
So I read it twice through the first year, and then once every year for like a decade.
所以我第一年读了两遍，然后后面就是一次一年一次。
And I feel like
十年。
I don't really understand what I'm reading.
我但是我觉得我不是很明白我在读什么。
But they assured me it's good for me to know the background, and I agree with them.
但这个确实让我知道了，就是能够有一个对圣经的这个背景的一些的了解。
So I kept reading, and I realized, wow, there are a lot of rules and regulations in the Bible.
所以我就继续读，然后就发现里面有好多这种规条啊，这种这个要遵从的。
So essentially, I come to the Lord says, I have followed all these rules.
所以我后来到神面前，我说我都遵从了。
So is this it?
所以。是不是就这样呢？
And I realized that no, that's not what we're called to do.
然后我发现这个不是神叫我们去做的。
And so this rich young ruler, he was lacking one thing.
所以这一个青年的长官他缺一件事情。
He couldn't sell all his possessions and come follow the Lord.
他没有办法去变卖他自己所有的。来跟从主。
And I don't think the Lord asked me to sell all my possessions.
我没有觉得说主让我把我的家产都卖了。
But when I read this, I felt like perhaps I'm also lacking one thing.
然后我看了这个，我就觉得没，也许我确实少了一件东西。
And so as I was thinking about what is the root that caused him, this rich young ruler, to lack one thing.
就当我在想这个他的根结的问题是在哪里。
Well, we read so many commandments that Jesus quoted right here.
我们看到有很多这些的规条，这耶稣在这里都讲到了。
Did Jesus miss one?
主耶稣缺了一件吗？
Oh, he missed many. There are a lot of commandments.
他缺了好多好多的。
But he didn't mention the greatest commandment.
他也没有讲到最高的那个诫命。
That love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
就是爱主你的神，尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And sometimes also all your strength, right?So I think that this rich young ruler was lacking that.
So 我觉得这个青年的长官他缺了那一个。
If he had followed this greatest commandment,
如果他遵从了这一个最高的诫命的话，
then he would also willingly give up his possessions and follow the Lord.
所以他一定会很情愿的把这些的这个财产都给卖了。
So having possessions, is that something that's wrong?
我们有我们的自己的家产，这是错的吗？
I mean, maybe the key is when he got rich, it was by unlawful means.
可能就是说他这个
撒该。The key is the tax collector.
大概他这个变得那个富有，是因为他就是做一些不合法的事情。
And so then when he believed he was going to repay everything fourfold.
所以当他信主的时候，他就这个想要还这个。这个四倍的这个债。
But this rich young ruler, maybe he legitimately was rich.
可能，但是这个青年财主，可能他得到这些钱，他是非常合法的得到这些钱。
And there might be nothing sinful about his riches.
他也没有犯任何的罪，就是说这个钱他是没有罪的。
But yet, this was hindering him from following the Lord.
但是这个阻拦了他来跟从主。
And so let's turn back to the book of Hebrews.
所以我们再来看希伯来书。
So in Hebrews chapter 12, here is a very familiar passage.
希伯来书十二章，我们看到这个是非常我们非常熟悉的一处的经文。
So in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章一节。
Here it says that let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
就想到说，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So here's a question.
所以这里有个问题。
What is a weight?
什么是重担？
The usual trick to understand a word in the Bible is to look where else this word comes up.
所以有一个办法就是你能够想要就 懂怎么解经的话，就是你看看这个词在其他地方是怎么讲的。
But this word only occurs once in the Bible.
但是这个词竟然只在圣经里面出现过一次。
Just right here, this word weight.
就是这里，重担。
Just once.
只有一次。
And so the only other thing we could do is read the context of this verse.
所以另外一件事就是我们来读一下这个经文的它的这个背景，它的其他的上下文。
So it asks us to lay aside this weight.
他说让我们放下重担。
And the sin which so easily ensnares.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So that we can run.
所以我们可以跑。
So I think we could deduce two things from this.
所以我们从这里我们可以想到两件事情。
Weights are not necessarily sins.
所以重担不一定是罪。
Also, laying down weight might prevent us from running.
但是重担可以阻拦我们往前跑的。
If weight had been sin, then this verse is quite redundant.
如果重担它是罪的话，那这就重复了。
And if the weight does not hinder us from running, then this verse is a non sequitur. It doesn't make sense anymore. It doesn't follow anymore.
就是，但如果它这个重担是。
Yeah, if weight does not hinder us from running, then why would the author of Hebrews ask us to lay down the weight in order to run?
如果重担它不拦阻我们往前跑的话，它这里也不需要提到重担。
So I started thinking about what is the weight in my life?
所以我就开始想，重担到底在我们生活当中是什么呢？
Well, for the rich young ruler, maybe it was his possessions.
对这个青年的长官来讲，可能就是他的财产。
That might not be a sin.
这可能不是罪。
But it doesn't matter whether it's sin or not.
但这个是不是罪就没有关系了。
The matter is it a weight?
问题是这个是不是一个重担。
So when I was young, my mentality was often, is it a sin?
当我年轻的时候，我常常觉得说这个是不是罪呢？
Can I do this or is this something that would upset the Lord?
我可不可以做这个，是不是我做了这件事主就会不开心呢？
So whenever I wanted to do something, I would search the scriptures.
所以当我要做一件事情的时候，我就开始查圣经了。
And I would very dutifully try to find something that tells me not to do it.
我就好像会很忠心的去找什么东西我是不能做的。
But I was always hoping that I find nothing.
但我同样也希望我不要找到什么。
So that I can then do whatever I set my heart to do.
所以我可以做我想要做的。
And later on, I realized that this is not the right attitude that we're called to.
那后来我发现这个不是一个对的态度。
So this what I'm sharing right now is something that I myself need to hear very much.
我现在在跟大家分享的，可能我自己也需要知道。
So I hope this will be a mutual encouragement to us.
所以我想这个是我们共同来勉励。
That our attitude shouldn't be, is this something that's sinful?
我们的态度不是说这个事情是不是罪呢？
Is this permissible by the Lord?
这件事，而是这件事是不是主所允许的？
But rather we should ask, is this something that will help me run?
而是我们要想这件事是不是会阻拦我们往前跑
？Or is this something that will hinder us from running？
会不会就拦阻我们
？So instead of asking for the lowest standard of not sinning，
所以我们不要只是从好像最低的一个标准来看，说这个是不是罪
？Of course we still sin。
当然我们常常是犯罪。
But instead we should look at that standard. Does it help us run this race that has been set before us？
但是我们要看的是一个更高的标准，说这个东西是不是拦阻了我来跑前面这条路。
If we had more time, I would tell you about my actual running, you know, like physical running.
如果我有更多的时间，我会告诉你我的就是我有时候会跑步。
And I would tell you how much I have to prepare myself and plan my entire week, what I eat, when I do everything in order that I can train for running.
所以我会告诉你，就是说我要为了要跑步，我要这个吃什么啊，这个。怎么样装备自己啊？就有很多东西要准备。
But I spent so much time thinking about how to run a physical race. Am I spending even more energy thinking about how to run this spiritual race?
我花这么多精力去想我要这个就是只是跑步，我是不是花更多的精力去想我怎么在属灵的这条路上往前跑
？So there are things that might hinder us.
所以我们生活中会有一些东西是拦住我们的。
And we must lay them down.
我们必须把它们放下。
And if this is something that's sinful.
如果这是一个罪的话
，I think it's actually easier for us to identify.
其实这个更容易发现。
You know, when I teach my students, sometimes, I mean, this past week they told me, oh, you must have a passion for mathematics and teaching.
这周我的学生告诉我，你一定对数学是非常有热情的。
Right. And also teaching. That this, I guess, when I'm in the classroom, that passion just exudes, just comes out.
当我在这个教室里面教书的时候，这个我的这个热情就释放了。
And I think for the students, it's a good thing that their instructor cares.
我想对学生来讲，这是很好的事，就是说他的这个教师他是非常注重这件事情。
And my colleagues also like the fact that I care about teaching.
我的同事也喜欢，就是说。就是说我喜欢教书。
I mean, that's why they hired me.
那是就是他们为什么想要这个招这个。
Because I know I'm totally unqualified to teach the subjects that they're asking me to teach.
因为其实对于这个内容来讲，我其实不是很就是不是很合格，不是很合格。
Right, but because I'm willing and I want to teach, then they say, oh, that is good enough.
但因为我。因为我想要去教，所以他们说，哎，可以，可以。
Yeah, because they think I can learn it and then teach it.
因为他们说我可以一边教一边学嘛。
But some people don't care about teaching, then they won't be able to be a good teacher.
但有些人他不是很在乎教书，所以他不能成为一个好的老师。
So this passion for mathematics and teaching might be a good thing in most people's eyes.
所以这个对数学和教书的热情，可能对很多人来讲是很好的一件事情。
But that's not the question that we should be asking.
但这个不是我们要问的问题。
The question should be, is this hindering me from following the Lord?
这个是我们要问的问题啊，乃是这个东西是不是阻拦了我来跟从主。
And this is a specific question that has been on my heart lately.
这一个最近在我心里面就是蛮重的。
But regardless, if my passion had been stealing cars, stealing cars,
yeah,
something illegal.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
如果但是如果说我的热情是我偷车
，then probably I would either be in jail or that people will persuade me to stop following my passion.
可能我要不就是在就被抓了，或者就是有人会来劝我你不要做。
So something that is sinful, I think it's actually easier for us to identify.
我想有些东西它是罪的话，我们其实蛮容易知道。
Because if we're born again, we are sensitive to sin that's in our lives.
因为如果我们是重生的话，我们还是蛮，我们应该是能够知道什么是罪的。
And sometimes even if we have difficulty shaking that sin, we know it's there and we ask the Lord for help.
即使我们有时候好像不是很容易胜过这个罪，但是我们会求主，并且。
But if it is something that seems to be good,
但是如果有些东西好像看起来是好的,
by the eyes of this world,
从这个世界的标准来讲,
or maybe even in our own eyes,
甚至在我们自己眼中,
then it becomes very difficult to let go if that's something that the Lord wants us to let go of.
那这件事就变成很难放下的一个东西, 如果主要让我们放下。
So, I want us to consider this.
所以我想大家一同来思想这件事情。
What is in each of our lives that maybe the Lord wants us to let go?
我们的生活当中或我们生命当中有什么是主要让我们放下的？
Let me give you another example.
让我给你另外一个例子。
A very familiar one.
非常熟悉的一个例子。
So we know that Abraham was living in the Ur of Chaldees.
所以我们知道这个亚伯拉罕他当时是应该是亚伯兰他当时住在那个加勒比。
And then he was called out by the Lord.
他就主就呼召他出来。
This is explained to us by Stephen in Acts.
在这个《使徒行传》里面，这个斯提凡他有更详细的解释。
That he was already the God of glory already appeared to him in the Ur of Chaldees.
这个荣耀的神已经在这个乌尔向那个亚伯拉罕显现了。
And then when he came out, what happened?
当他出来的时候发生了什么呢
？We know that his father came as well.
我们知道他的父亲也一同来。
And so they settled in Haran for a while.
所以他们在哈兰就是定居了。
And then finally after Abraham's father passed away.
当这个亚伯拉罕的父亲这个去世了。
Then Abraham finally started moving again.
然后亚伯拉罕他又开始往前。
Now, honoring parents, is that a good thing or not?
我想这个孝敬自己的父母应该就是。好的还是不好的呢?
I think this is a very good thing.
当然是好的。
And the verse that we also read just now, Jesus says, "Yes, honor your parents."
这个我们刚刚读的这个经节里面，主他说是我们要孝敬我们的父母。
Paul says this is the first commandment that comes with a promise.
保罗说这是第一个就是有应许的这个诫命。
So, what happened with Abraham and his father?
那后来这个亚伯兰和这个他爸爸这个发生了什么事情？
The question to ask is not whether that was something that's sinful.
这个我们要提的问题不是说这个是不是一个罪。
The question to ask is whether that hindered Abram from following the Lord.
我们要问的是这个是不是阻拦了亚伯兰来跟从主。
Did he have to waste all those years in Haran?
他为什么要浪费这么多的时间在亚兰？
Now something that seems to be good.
一些东西看起来好像是好。
Oh, you care about your dad.
你是关心你的父亲。
But in certain contexts.
但是在一些的情况下。
Maybe that led him to be hindered from following what the Lord asked him to do.
可能那个反倒是阻拦了他来跟从主。
So, through these few examples.
所以这些例子里面，
all these things that we know very much.
我们其实都还蛮熟的。
It caused me to think what is really hindering us from following the Lord.
就让我想到到底我们里面有什么东西在拦阻。
And I think that's different for everyone.
我想每个人不一样。
But there's probably something that we can ask the Lord to help us identify.
但也许有些东西我们可以问主，并且我们可以让主来跟我们讲，让我们知道。
So I want to come back to Hebrews.
所以我想再回到希伯来书。
And so how do we actually do this?
所以我们到底该如何行呢？
Is it possible for us to lay down every weight?
我们是不是真的可以放下各样的重担？
Well, there are two hints in this verse right here.
这里有一些的，好像一些的提醒给我们看到。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it starts.
在第一节当中，十二章的第一节里面。
It says, therefore.
他这里讲到说，所以既然所以。
Therefore, what?
所以什么呢？
Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
我们既然有这许多的见证人。
Anytime you see the word therefore, you should pay attention.
当我们看到这个所以这个词的时候，我们需要留心了。
There's a reason behind this.
这个后面有一个原因的。
How could it be possible for us to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us? How is this possible?
这个我们如何真的能够这个放下重担脱去我们的罪来奔那前面的路程，这个怎么样才是可能的呢？
Well, there's one big hint right there. Therefore.
这里有一个很重这个很大的一个提示在这里。所以。
So we look back a few verses.
所以我们往前来看。
And that's the reason that we can do this.
那个是我们可以做到的原因。
Well, in the last chapter, these are the heroes of faith.
在十一章里面讲到了一些的信心的见证人。
And in the last two verses, it mentioned one thing.
在倒数的两节的圣经里面，他提到一件事情。
That these people did not receive the promise.
这些人他没有真正的实际的得到所允许的。
Because God has provided something better for us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事。
That they should not be made perfect apart from us.
叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So the imagery I have in my head is this.
所以我能想到的好像是这样。
We're all running this race together.
我们都在一同的往前跑这条路。
And here are some heroes who have already finished running that race.
前面有一些的信心的见证人，他们已经跑过了。
But they're not just off resting.
但他们还没有真的好像就是歇下来了。
But they're there cheering us on.
他们在那里勉励我们。
They're the cloud of witnesses around us.
他们是那个像云彩一样的见证人。
They are saying, we have done this.
他们在说，我们已经做过。
You can do this too.
你也可以。
If we think about their lives,
如果我们想一想他们的所过的一生，
most of them have done horrible things that we would never do.
很多人他们做过一些非常糟糕的事情，我们可能都不会做的。
But yet they still finish the race.
但是他们仍然跑完了。
Each one of them show us that there's a hope.
所以每一个人给我们看见，他们都有一个盼望。
This is possible.
这个是可能的。
Because they saw something.
因为他们看到了一些东西。
And we also need to see that same thing.
所以我们也要看见他们所看见。
And that's right after verse 1.
这就在这个一节的后面了。
To look onto Jesus.
十二章一节后面，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Right, looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That's the key.
那个是关键。
This is something that I'm sure we all are very familiar with.
我想这个我们也是挺熟悉的。
But I think a lot of times we forget.
但我想很多时候我们就忘记了。
Oh, we have to do this alone.
我们必须一个人来做这件事情。
No, but we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses saying that we should fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们被这许多的见证人如云彩一样围绕着我们，并且我们要把我们的眼光定睛在主耶稣。
Only when we look at Jesus could we stop being ensnared by sin and weighed down by these weights.
只有当我们注视主耶稣的时候，我们才可以把我们的重担放下来，把这些容易缠累我们的罪脱去。
You know, Paul mentioned this.
我们知道保罗他说过这件事情。
That he considered all things as nothing.
他看万这个
consider all things as dross.
他这个看万事如粪土。
How is he able to do that?
他是怎么做到的？
Because in the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ.
因着这个认识主耶稣的宝贵。
This is a comparison there.
这里有一个比较。
If I don't see something better.
如果我没有看到一个更好的话呢
I would not want to let go something that I think is pretty good.
我不会让那个好像我觉得很挺好的东西，我不会让那个放下。
Only when we see that something is infinitely better.
只有当我们看到有一个东西是更好
then we would willingly put down everything.
我们才会愿意把所有的事物都放下。
So the encouragement is this.
所以我同大家一同勉励的是
we should go home.I mean, not right now, but afterwards, we should go home.
You know, 当我们回去的时候，
and be quiet before the Lord.
在主面前安静。
This is something that we can only do alone with the Lord.
这是我们只有我们和主可以做的这件事。
If we have a heart, we ask Him, is there something you want us to let go of?
如果我们真的有心的话，我们就会问他，是不是有什么东西你要让我放下？
It's not the sins that I'm already asking you for help.
这个不是这个罪，我已经跟你说了，其实。
But maybe there's something that seems to be good in my life.
也许在我的生命当中，有些东西好像是挺好的。
But that's hindering me from following you.
但这一个事物，它阻拦了我来跟从。
If we ask the Lord this,
如果我问主这件事情
of course He will answer us.
他会回答我。
And if He answers us,
如果他回应我们了。
And he would also strengthen us
他会给我们力量
so that we can do what he asks us to do.
所以我们能够做到他所要我们做到。
Like what the hymn we just sang said.
所以刚刚我们一同唱的诗歌里面讲到
you know, if we have, what we need is to have that desire.
我们所需要的是那一个渴慕的心。
And we leave the rest to God.
我们把其他的给主。
So we shouldn't be like the rich young ruler who tries to follow all these rules.
我们不应该像这个青年的财主一样，只是想要跟从这些的外面的规条。
And then finally, there is one rule he couldn't follow anymore.
终于他有一个诫命他不能遵从。
And then he left sorrowful.
他忧忧愁愁的走了。
But instead,
但是
we ask the Lord.
我们可以问主
to lead us, to strengthen us.So that we can walk this way.
来引导我们，帮助我们，我们可以走在这条路上。
我今天想分享一个非常简单的题目。
Today I want to share a very simple topic.
叫起步。
And this is to take the first step.
我们先读一处圣经。
Let us read the.
创世纪二十八章十到十六节。
Genesis 28.
创世纪二十八章十到十六节。
10-16.
翻到，请大家一起读。
And let's read together.
创世纪二十八十到十六。
28:10-16.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上去下来，耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地 赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你。雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。啊，我们就停在这儿。我想这个故事大家应该都很熟悉。
I'm sure we're very familiar with this story.
雅各在这里遇见了一件要他命的事。
Jacob met a thing that requires his very life.
当他从别示巴出来的时候。
After he left Beersheba.
他什么都没有。
He didn't have anything.
一个七十岁的老人。
He is an old man of 70 years.
这个时候要一个人离开家。
He had to leave home by himself.
到一个自己以前从来没有去过的地方去。
And go to a place that he has never been.
重新开始他的生活。
So he has to start from the very beginning for this life.
以前的七十年，雅各都是靠他妈活的。
The last 70 years, he depended on his parents.
我想他现在要出去，一定有很严重的 culture shock。
And so he probably had a great culture shock now that he's going away.
大家如果想，其实雅各在我们今天应该是一个很不错的基督徒。
Probably for us today, Jacob might be quite a good Christian.
他是第三代基督徒。
He is a third generation Christian.
爷爷是亚伯拉罕。
Grandfather is Abraham.
爸爸是以撒。
Dad is Isaac.
天天和信心伟人住在一起。
He's living with the giant of faith.
听了七十年的道。
And he had heard 70 years of messages.
什么没听过？
Has he not heard anything yet?
信心的道。
The message of faith.
神永远旨意的道。
The eternal purpose of God.
顺服的道。
The message of obedience.
完全奉献的道。
Or total consecration.
他也不像以扫。
He's not like Esau.
好像也不出门，世界好像对他也没什么吸引。
Jacob kind of like never went out. No, he's not attracted by the outside world.
神又肯定他说他有一颗心要主。
And the Lord even affirmed him that he has a heart for the Lord.
外面来看，应该是一个很不错的基督徒。
So outwardly, he looks like a good Christian.
但是有一天。
But then one day.
他出到别示巴。
He has to leave Beersheba.
他听了七十年的道，一点都帮不上他。
He had 70 years of messages, but they are useless to him.
好像我脑子里面都懂。
In his head, he knows all these things.
我知道我信靠主，主一定能带我过活。
He knows that if he has faith in the Lord will carry him through.
他可能自己都能讲一篇道。
He can even say this and repeat this as a message.
我们再看一下第十六节，二十八章十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
他说：“雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。”
And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not."
好像这七十年当中，他在生命当中从来没有真实的碰见过主。
Because in these 70 years, he has not really encountered the Lord.
他从来没有对主有第一手的认识。
He has not know the Lord firsthand.
他从来没有起过步。
And he has never taken the first step.
他所起的步只是在道理跟头脑上。
The steps that he has taken are all in his head and all knowledge in his head.
我想我们弟兄一直在讲一件事，补课。
Our brother kept mentioning remedial lessons.
这样对我们来说真的是这样，很多属灵的功课对我们很陌生。
It is true because many spiritual lessons are to us very foreign.
但又很熟悉。
But on the other hand, they look very familiar.
对我们来说不实在。
And they are not real or practical.
我们好像很长时间对主的认识没有改变。
Our knowledge of the Lord has not changed.
因为神对我们来说不真。
Because the Lord is not real.
我想，如果雅各他没有在别示巴遇见过主
，If Jacob did not meet the Lord here in Beersheba,
他一定走不到亚伯渡口。
And that, then he would not be able to pass by the fork of Jabbok.
如果我们信主之后, 在我们生命当中没有遇见过主,
if we have not met the Lord in our lives after we believe,
我们甚至都没有课可以补的,
then we don't even have remedial lessons to take.
因为我们从来没有起过步,
because we have never even taken the first step.
我们一直所补的课是头脑的课, 知识的课, 外面的课,
what we, the lessons that we have taken are just mental lessons and they are outward lessons.
我们所经历的都是出别示巴以前的雅各,
what we have experienced is like Jacob before Beersheba.
高深的道都听过,
we have heard all the difficult or high message.
但我真实经历当中有主在很少,
but in our lives we have rarely experienced the presence of the Lord.
我不能像雅各一样说, 耶和华真在这里,
we cannot say like Jacob that God is here.
或者我们好像有很多事情经历到了,
or maybe we have experienced other things,
在我们里面却是迷糊的,
but then inside of us it's unclear.
我也不确定这是神做的, 或者不是神做的,
we are not sure whether this is done by the Lord or not by the Lord.
说可以也可以, 说不行也可以,
well, it could be a yes or it could be a no or it could be anything.
或者我们以前曾经遇见过主,
or maybe in the past we have encountered the Lord,
但现在那个新鲜的感觉没有了,
but then the freshness is gone.
我不能再从我心里面当中说, 耶和华真在这里,
I cannot say in my heart that the Lord is here.
我觉得主希望我们能够时常回到这一点,
I think the Lord wants us to come back to this point,
再从零的开始, 重新来经历主,
and start from ground zero and start experiencing the Lord.
真的让我们起步,
that we will take this first step.
我们真能说, 耶和华真在这里, 我并不知道,
that we can say the Lord is here and yet I don't know.
我们如果没有经历过主,
if we have not experienced the Lord,
我们不会有一个真实的要主或奉献,
we will not have a real desire for the Lord, nor we will consecrate ourselves.
我下面想分享, 如果时间允许, 我想分享三点, 我们如何起步,
I want to share how do we take that first step.
我想从一个寻求和跟随的方向讲,
I want to talk about this from the perspective of asking.
第一点,
first,
在爱的根基上寻求,
it's on the basis of love that we ask for this.
我们读一节圣经, 路加福音11章9到14节,
Luke 11 9-14,
我们翻到还是请大家一起读,
and when we turn to it we'll read together.
路加福音11章9到14节,
11:9-14,
我又告诉你们, 你们祈求就给你们, 寻找就寻见, 叩门就给你们开门, 因为凡祈求的就得着, 寻找的就寻见, 叩门的就给你们开门, 你们中间做父亲的, 谁有儿子求饼, 凡给他石头呢, 求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢, 求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢, 你们虽然不好, 尚且知道拿好东西给儿女, 何况天父, 岂不更将圣灵赐给他的人吗? 我们再读一遍, 耶稣赶出一个叫人哑巴的鬼, 鬼出去了, 哑巴就说出话来, 众人都稀奇。 我想主在这里说了一件事,
Lord said something here.
有一个人他得着了一样东西, 寻见了一样东西, 叩开了一扇门,
person has asked and has gotten, seek and find, and then knock and have been opened to him.
他是通过祈求和寻找和叩门得着的,
he got it through asking, seeking, and knocking.
主在这里没有说他好像压根不在乎也不求就得着,
the Lord did not say he didn't care, he didn't even ask, but he got it.
或者我想起来了我随便祷告一下我就得着了,
or the Lord didn't say, oh, I thought about it, and so I prayed, and then I got it.
或者我们像债的一样遵守了那些律法我就得着了。
Or he didn't say he followed certain rules and then he got it.
主在这里只是说他单纯的在他面前都寻找祈求叩门。
The Lord said he simply asked, seek and knock before the Lord.
主在说你是如何得着的。
And the Lord is saying, how do you get it?
我在很多时候可能我们不祷告也可以得着一样东西。
Maybe in our life, we didn't even ask, but we got something.
我自己做，问题也解决了。
I did it with my own effort, and I got it too.
但我好像里面，我从来没有遇到过主。
But then, inside of me, I've never met the Lord.
我仍然是一个迷糊的状态。
I am still in a place where there's no clarity.
我得到了，我也不知道这是主给的吗？
Because when I got it, I'm not sure whether it is the Lord who gave.
还是碰巧发生的，或者是我自己寻到的。
Or maybe it just happened by coincidence, or I got it out of myself.
但我们如果是真实单纯的到主面前寻求。
But if we really go before the Lord and ask,
我通过祷告得到一样东西。
Through prayer, I got something.
我可以说主真的听了我的祷告。
Then I will say,The Lord really heard me, my prayer.
耶和华真在这里。
And the Lord is here.
我以前可能都没有想过主会这样做。
Maybe I've never thought that the Lord will do it this way.
我只是把我的心愿告诉主。
I just tell him what is in my heart.
主就做了。
And yet the Lord did it.
我里面是非常确定的。
And so in my heart, I'm very sure.
我想大家如果在祷告聚会。
Maybe in the prayer meeting.
主真的成就了很多事。
The Lord had really accomplished many things.
升学、找工作、换身份、疾病得医治。
Graduation, you find a job, sickness being healed.
我想，真的我们在主面前寻求，我们一样可以像雅各一样说，耶和华真在这里。
And then we will be like Jacob, we can say, the Lord is here.
但是，刚才我们读的我们一旦有一点心想要来认真寻求主的时候
If we have a desire to seek the Lord
是马上就有一个冲突
Then immediately there's going to be a conflict
我们就像刚才我们读的他说我好像求鱼求饼给我一块石头
Because it says as if I was asking for a bread and then
He gave me a stone
And then he gave me a stone
我们感觉好像主不会满足我生活上最基本的需要。
As if the Lord cannot give me the most basic need.
我如果靠着信心跟随主，主可能不会给我一个很好的东西。
If I follow him by faith, the Lord will not give me a good thing.
或者给我一个蝎子会害我。
Or maybe he'll give me something that would be harmful for me.
我们平时都说啊，主爱我。
In general, of course we say the Lord loves me.
但是我们有一点点难处临到我们，我们跟旁边的人一比较。
But then with a little difficulty and when we compare ourselves to other people,
我心里面就会想，为什么他有工作我没有？
Then in my heart maybe I will say, oh how come he has a job and I don't have a job?
为什么他生活好像很轻松，我这么多难处？
Why is his life very easy while me I'm full of difficulties?
他为什么挣得比我多？
Why does he make more money than I do?
怎么大家都关心他，没有人关心我？
Why is it that people are, you know, care about him, but they don't care about me?
怎么好像在教会中，哎，就安排他，不安排我？
Or why do they let him serve, but they don't let me serve?
怎么他没病，我生病了？
Or why is he not sick, but I'm sick?
我们里面很容易就会这样想。
It's very easy for us to have this kind of thinking inside of us.
有时候突然一个意念进到我们脑子里。
And then maybe a sudden thought comes into our mind.
我没去管它。
And we didn't bother with that thought.
我好像就接受了。
And we just accept that thought.
我就觉得，哎，主好像真的偏心哎。
Oh, and then I think, oh, you know, God has favorites.
好像真的爱他比我多。
The Lord really loves that person more than me.
我在里面反复的想，反复的分析。
And then I kept dwelling on that thought and kept analyzing that thought.
我最后得出来一个结论。
And then I come up with a conclusion.
我求饼，主一定给一块石头。
When I ask for bread, he's definitely going to give me a stone.
越想自己越可怜。
And then the more I think about this, the more pitiful I feel about myself.
我们就开始抱怨。
And then I start complaining.
请大家看再看十四节。
Then let's look at verse 14.
他说，耶稣赶出一个叫人哑巴的鬼，鬼出去了，哑巴就说出话来，众人都稀奇。
And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass when the devil was gone out, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered.
好像他这里在说，我们什么时候接受了仇敌给我们的那个思想？
When we accept that thought that is from the enemy.
我让那个主不爱我的想法在我里面生根了。
We let that thought that the Lord does not love me, we let that thought get rooted in our mind.
我们在主面前就变成一个哑巴。
Then we become as dumb before the Lord.
好像仇敌有一个权势在我身上。
It is as if the enemy has an authority over me.
我再也不开口祷告了。
Then I cannot open my mouth to pray.
因为我觉得主不爱我。
Why? Because I feel the Lord does not love me.
或者我嘴上仍然可以说很多，祷告很多。
In my mouth, I can still say a lot. I might even be able to pray with my mouth.
但是主在这里说，你是一个哑巴。
But then the Lord says, you are a dumb person.
什么是一个哑巴？
Who is a dumb person?
哑巴是不会说话的人，别人也听不到他讲话。
He is one who cannot speak and people cannot hear him.
神再也听不到我们的呼求。
The Lord cannot hear our pleading.
这仇敌非常的聪明。
The enemy is very smart.
他知道什么来说对我们是最重要的，根基在哪里。
He knows what is most important to us, and that's where he attacks.
他把主因为爱我们，舍了他自己的那个根基拆掉了。
He pulled down that foundation that the Lord loves us.
我们再祷告，再寻求，完全没有力量。
And we have no strength to ask, to plead before the Lord.
都是形同虚设。
And then we just go by routine.
我们也不会专一的去祈求、寻找和叩门。
We will not wholeheartedly ask, seek, or knock.
我们生命中好像再没有能够真实的遇见主。
And then in our lives, it's as if we have not really met the Lord.
永远都起不了步。
And then we cannot take a step.
一直打转，一直迷糊。
And then we are continually confused and not clear.
好像如果主这次给我了，我下一次又不知道会不会给我。
Maybe if the Lord gives me this time, I'm not sure next time will He give me.
我每次都感觉是在碰运气。
As if I'm just encountering fate.
摇摆非常的大。
And then I'm very unstable.
主在这里做了一件事。
And then the Lord did something.
他把那个哑巴的鬼赶出去。
But then the Lord cast out that devil of dumbness.
那个人就说出话来。
And then the person speak.
我想主在这里好像要告诉我们，什么时候我们里面有一个思想进来，觉得主不爱我。
When there is a thought that comes in and say the Lord does not love you.
我们要靠着我们里面主的生命跟他说不，把他赶出去。
We have to depend on that life of the Lord within us and say, get out.
我们是可以做到的。
We can do that.
好像像一首诗歌他说的，主，我把我自己交在你手里，深信你必施恩祝福。
It's like the song says, I commit myself to your hand, you will bless.
第二点。
The second point.
如果我们有了那样一个根基，我们该如何来再往前呢？
If we have that foundation, how do we go forward?
我叫他在赤露敞开中寻求。
We have to be naked before him and plead with him.
请大家再读一处圣经，我们一起读。
Another verse of place in the passage in the Bible.
诗篇三十八章第九节。
Psalm 38.
诗篇三十八章第九节。
38:9.
三十八第九。好，我们一起。
Let's read together.
主啊，我的心愿都在你面前，我的叹息不向你隐瞒。 好像这里主给我们一幅图画。
The Lord seems to give us a picture here.
大卫和主有一个很真实的交通。
David has a very real communication with the Lord.
好像一个知心朋友一样。
He's like a very close or intimate friend.
我可以在他面前倾心吐意，我不用藏着。
I can be very open with him. I have nothing to hide from him.
我不用怕把我里面污秽的告诉他，怕别人看不起我。
I'm not afraid of telling him all the bad stuff in me and that other people will look down on.
我想如果我们有一点点心想要认真的时候，
If we have a heart to be serious before the Lord,
很自然的我们里面就会有一个心愿。
Then we will have this desire in us.
因为我们好像被主的爱摸到了一下。
Because we are touched by his love.
这个好像没有那么困难。
And this is not that hard to do.
上周我们弟兄有讲，主很喜欢我们，是没有保留的，敞开在他面前。
Our brother mentioned that the Lord wants us to be totally open before him and not withholding anything from our Lord.
主的宝血洗净了我里面天良的亏欠。
Because the Lord uses blood to cleanse everything in us, every lack in us.
但好像我里面的那个天性，我是喜欢躲藏的，喜欢黑暗的。
But then, our natural life likes darkness. It likes to hide.
当我有一点想要主的时候，我会发现我生活中有很多的难处。
When I want the Lord, then I start having a lot of difficulties in my life.
很多的捆绑。很多的失败。
There's so much bondage and there's so much failure.
很多的软弱。
So much weakness too.
这个时候好像我们里面满了叹息。
And then there's in us a lot of groaning.
这个叹息是什么？
What is this groaning?
它是如何来的呢？
How does this groaning come about?
第一个。
First.
很多时候我们可能知道有那个捆绑我们的罪。
Maybe we know the sin that is keeping us in bondage.
我知道我对世界上的东西我还有很深的追求。
There are worldly things, but I still am pursuing them.
我放不下。
And I cannot let go or lay them down.
我可能跟一个人发生矛盾，我里面有隔阂，我知道了。
I have this conflict with another person, and I know that. I know this.
我里面知道它是一个不好的东西。
I know this is a bad thing in me.
但好像我仍然留恋那个最终的快乐。
But then I love the pleasure of sin.
我仍然很想要得到世界上那个东西。
But I really want that thing of the world.
那个吸引非常大。
You know, that attraction is so great.
我们虽然里面经常在打仗，在挣扎，满了叹息。
Inside of us, there's this struggle, this fight, and there's groaning.
我前一段想买一个东西。
In the past, I want to buy something.
我天天花很长时间在网上看。
And so I was looking at it in the internet.
天天心里面都在想着它。
So every day, I'm thinking about this thing.
我觉得很不好，占用了我很多时间，我的心都跑了。
I know this is bad for me because it consumes my heart.And my heart runs away from the Lord.
但我就是想上网看。
But I still want to go to the internet and look at it.
我也很苦恼，我也很叹息。
There's groaning in me, and it's so difficult inside.
我天天跟自己说，不要这样了，这样不好。
I tell myself, no, don't do that. That's not good.
但是我把这个叹息向主隐藏。
But then.I did not present this groaning to the Lord. I hide it from the Lord.
我们会发现我们很容易在自己心里面想很多。
It's very easy for us to be thinking inside in our heart.
我在心里挣扎很多，告诉自己很多。
We struggle within our hearts many things.
又唉声叹气，可能又跟弟兄姊妹讲我的软弱。
Maybe we even tell our brothers and sisters our weakness.
但我们从来不愿意到主面前，把我们的叹息告诉他。
But we don't go before the Lord and tell him our groanings.
好像像大卫一样，我到主的面前，我跟主讲，我的叹息不向你隐瞒。
But we have to be like David. It says, "My groaning is not hid from thee."
我们会发现我里面是不愿意的。
Inside of me, there is this unwillingness.
我不想离开那个最终的快乐。
I do not want to leave the pleasure of sin.
我不想离开那个安逸的生活。
I do not want to leave that life of comfort.
因为我知道我一旦拿到主的面前。
Because I know if I bring it before the Lord,
我要认真开始对付这件事。
Then I have to seriously face this thing.
那是我不想面对。
But that's something I don't want to face.
我还可以拖一拖。
Maybe I can drag it along for a little while.
还没有太严重吧。
Oh, it's not that serious.
我们要放下自己的意思，要付很大代价的。
If we're gonna lay down our will, there is a big cost to it.
是不容易的。
And it's not easy.
或者第二点。
Or number two.
有一些我们本来不知道的东西。
Maybe there are things that we do not know.
当主真的光照我们之后。
But then when the Lord shines His light on it.
我看见我错了。我里面是污秽的。
I see that I'm wrong. There's a dirty or ugliness inside.
我有一些隐藏的意念在我里面。
There's some hidden thoughts in me.
我里面是妒忌的。
Oh, I'm envious.
是苦毒的。
I'm bitter.
常常想压倒别人的。
I want to step on others.
当主向我们光照这个时候。
But when the Lord shines His light on these things.
我们第一感觉就是觉得可怕，觉得羞愧，我不想见到他。
I feel, oh, those are scary things. I'm so ashamed. I don't want to see them.
因为我没人想看到自己丑陋的那一面。
Because nobody wants to see the ugly side of himself.
这时候，我们是把这个叹息藏起来，不告诉主。
And then again, we hide this groaning. We don't want to tell the Lord.
或者我找理由解释了。
Or maybe.I just rationalize and give good reasons for them.
或者我硬着心，之后我良心就麻木了。
Or I harden my heart, and so my conscience becomes numb.
还是我把这个叹息告诉主，到他面前去认罪。
Or there's another way. I go before the Lord and tell Him my groanings and confess my sin.
我们其实如果生命中没有过将我的叹息告诉主的话
，If we have never Tell the Lord of our groanings.
好像对罪的一些对付，对我们习惯的一些改变，对性格的一些改变。
Then, with regards to changing, to sin, to changing our habits, to changing ourselves.
我们好像从来没有经历过主可以做的。
Then we cannot experience that the Lord can really do those changing.
我们从来都是听到的。
Because.What we have is just what we heard about other people.
别人告诉我，我靠着主胜过这个罪。
Other people tell me, oh, because of depending on the Lord, I overcome this sin.
我放掉我这个不想买的，本来想买的东西。
I was able to let go of the thing I want to buy because of the Lord.
主对我们来说，好像是不真实。
And so the Lord is not real to us.
我里面怀疑会越来越多。
And then the doubts will build up in us.
我会觉得主真的能带我出来吗？
Then I say, can the Lord really lead me out?
我好像一直就 stuck 在那里。
And then we're stuck there.
永远改变不了。
And then we will not change.
再没有办法向前跟随主了。
And so we cannot go forward and follow the Lord.
但我们如果愿意把这个叹息带到主面前，告诉他。
But if we are willing to bring this groaning to the Lord.
我好像看起来我很软弱，有这么多失败。
Maybe it looks like, oh, how come I'm so weak? I have so much failure.
但是因着我们愿意告诉主。
But just because we are willing to tell the Lord.
很奇妙的。
It's very amazing.
主有时候把这个叹息又变成了一个心愿。
Then the Lord changed this groaning.Into a real desire.
好像变成一个在他面前更迫切要他的心愿。
Because we will have this greater willingness and desire for him.
更迫切想经历他真实的心愿。
More earnest in really experiencing him.
更迫切想把我自己交给他的心愿。
More earnest in committing myself to him.
等到有一天我们真的经历到，本来靠自己放不下了。
And then one day we experience.The thing that we cannot lay down by ourselves.
我今天放下了。
Today I can lay it down.
我本来不能原谅的。
Before I cannot forgive.
我今天原谅了。
Today I have forgiven.
我们就可以像雅各一样说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
And, And then we can say, the Lord is here, and yet I did not know.
这个时候我们就又可以向前。
And then we can go forward again.
或者第三点。
And then number three.
我们一直靠着自己的力量在做。
We always depend on our own effort.
我们其实很喜欢靠自己去解决问题。
We really like to depend on our own effort to solve problems.
就穆安德烈弟兄讲过他的一个经历。
Andrew Murray shared this experience.
他说有一个姊妹在很大的查经班，很有果效。
There was a sister who led a big Bible study, and there was a lot of fruit from that Bible study.
与主的关系非常亲密。
And she was very close to the Lord.
但有一天，他到他面前问他。
Then one day went before and asked.
我这个与主亲近的这个感觉没有了。
She said this closeness to the Lord has disappeared.
我好像再找不回来了。
And I cannot, you know, find it back.
我尽了我所做的读经祷告，好像再回不来了那种感觉。
I've done all I can. I've read the Bible. I prayed, and yet that feeling is gone.
穆安德烈就问他，你为了想回来，你有做过什么吗？
And then Andrew Murray said, for that sense to come back, what did you do?
他说，凡我能想到的，我都做了，但都是徒然。
Whatever I've thought of, I've done, but it's useless.
弟兄就问他得救当时的经历是怎么样。
And then Andrew Murray asked her, what was your experience when you first got saved?
他说我很清楚，我当时里面有东西捆绑我，我想做一个好人。
At that time, she said, something was binding me. I want to be a good person.
但我做了什么都没用。
And yet, whatever I do, it's useless.
有一天，我停下来了。
One day, I stopped.
我放弃了。
And I let go.
我告诉主我的叹息，我做不到。
I tell the Lord my groaning. I cannot do it.
主就做了。
And then the Lord did it.
弟兄就告诉他，你为什么不再回去呢？
And then the brother said, why don't you go back?
像我们很多时候一直靠着自己做。
We always depend on ourselves.
我们没有真的到主面前告诉主，我是失败的，我是软弱的。
We did not go before the Lord and say that we're weak and we're failure.
主想告诉我们，为什么不再回来了？
And then the Lord said, why don't you come back?
我们靠着自己的能力想把那个叹息挪去。
We use our own effort to take away that groaning.
但主喜欢我们到他面前，敞开，把重担告诉他。
But the Lord wants us to come before him and be open to him and tell him our groaning.
把我们的重担告诉他。
Tell him our burden.
主就带我们向前。
And then the Lord will lead us forward.
第三个点。
And then the third.
没有私心的寻求。
There's nothing that we ask out of selfishness.
私心是什么？
What is selfishness?
是我自己的利益。
It is for my own advantage.
自己的荣耀。
My own glory.
我喜欢别人看我很好。
I want other people to see me as very good.
我们再读一节圣经，约翰福音五章四十四节。
John
约翰福音五章四十四。
44。
我们找到，请大家一起读，约翰福音五章四十四。
John 5:44, let's read together.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
我觉得很多时候，我们不太去关心。我们寻求一件事情的目的是什么？
Many times we do not really look into the motive of our asking.
好像我是被这样教导的，我就去做。
I was taught this way, and so I do it.
就像Jada说，它是规条，我就做。
Just like Jess said, there are rules, and so I just follow the rules.
我们很多时候求平安，却不知道我为什么要平安。
I ask for peace, and yet I don't know why do I want peace.
好像我有了平安，我就可以去做我想做的事了。
Maybe when I have peace, then I can do what I like.
我为什么要读经？
Why do I read the Bible?
好像我就是增加一点圣经的知识。
It is to increase Bible knowledge.
我不能在聚会之后信主五年了，弟兄问我还不知道。
I cannot be in the meeting, and then I've been believing for 5 years, and then I don't know anything.
我为什么要祷告？
Why do I pray?
好像因为我要解决我的问题啊。
Because I want to solve my problem.
我们其实一到生活上，有一点点实际的事到我们。
When something practical happens in our life,
我们都是在满足我物质上的需要。
We're just trying to meet our material wants.
或者满足我心里面那个虚荣，我希望别人夸我。
Or maybe we want to satisfy that desire in us that people praise us.
我当时在找工作的时候，
When I was looking for a job,
我不知道为什么我里面就有一个错误的观念。
I don't know why, but I have a wrong concept.
我还有一年才要找工作。
1 year to look for a job.
我觉着只有爱主的才能留在民众。
I feel that only those who love the Lord can stay in Minnesota.
你不爱主你就留不下来。
If you do not love the Lord, you cannot stay in Minnesota.
当时有很多弟兄姊妹在找。
Many people are not looking for a job at that time.
哎，这个找到。
And then somebody got a job.
哎，那个也找到。
And then another got a job.
啊，那个没找到。
And then someone did not get a job.
然后到我了。
And then it's my turn.
就感觉，哎，拿出来试试吧，爱不爱主。
And then so I said, show yourself, do you love the Lord?
找不到你就不爱主。
If you do not find a job, you do not love the Lord.
我当时就觉着，我这不行啊。
I said, this does not work.
我要证明一下我是真爱主的。
I have to prove myself that I love the Lord.
我不能让别人看见你这假的嘛，装的。
Because people will say, you're just faking it.
但我好像就是信不来。
But then I have no faith.
为什么？
Why?
主在这里说了一件非常严重的事。
Because the Lord said something, you know, very serious here.
就是我们刚才读的，他说，如果你为了你自己的荣耀，你怎能信我呢？
If you are doing this thing for your own honor, how can you believe me?
好像我们里面如果有一个心，我是为了满足我自己。
If we are to satisfy ourselves,
我是为了让别人夸我。
If we just want other people to praise us and say good things,
好像我那个信心永远建立不起来。
Then,Our faith cannot be built up.
我一直在那里悬着。
I'll be stuck there.
或者我很多时候，哎，得到了。
Or maybe I got what I want.
哎，主给我一工作。
God really gave me a job.
哎，主给我一身份留下了。
And God really gave me the ability to stay on with the papers.
哎，主让我的病得医治了。
And or God healed my sickness.
我可以上来跟弟兄姊妹讲，我做见证，哎，主给我的，我得到了。
And then I can give a testimony that, you see, the Lord gave me all of this.
但是如果我们背后隐藏着一个私心，我是要满足自己，荣耀自己。
But if at the back of all this, it is to satisfy myself,
为了我自己的面子，
and it is for my own faith,
主说，你那个信心是假的。
Then the Lord said, that faith of yours is fake.
你自己以为好像是靠信心得来的。
You think that you got all this by faith?
但主说你不能信我。
But actually, you don't believe me.
从外面看得到了。
Yes, outwardly you got all of it.
但却不是从信心来的。
But it is not out of faith.
等到那一天火的试炼，我们那个要被烧掉了。
And then when the fire comes that day, all of that will be burned.
我们里面好像也不能真的像雅各一样说，耶和华真在这里。
And then we cannot say like Jacob that the Lord is here.
我一直糊里糊涂。
And then there's no clarity. You're always not clear.
慢慢的我就开始装了。
And then after a while, you try to fake it.
我要维持外面一个我信主几年了，我得有一点见证的。
Because I want to show others, I believe for a few years, I've got to have a testimony.
我们如果不肯放下自己的利益，不肯放下自己的面子。
If we're not willing to lay down what is good for us or our faith,
我们不会真的在里面碰见主。
Then we cannot really meet the Lord within.
不会真正经历信心的路。
We cannot really experience the way of faith.
我们也不会起步。
And we cannot even take that first step.
我其实今天想分享的其实很简单。
So today what I've shared is really simple.
也是激励我自己。
And it is to encourage myself.
在最简单的事情上重新回来起步。
That in the simplest thing, we come back and take that first step.
我真的在小事上可以说，耶和华真在这。
Even in very small things, we can say that the Lord is here.
我就讲。
Lord, may you put these words into our hearts.
主啊，当我们在家里单独一个人的时候，向你赤露敞开。
When we are alone with you, we will be naked and open before you.
主啊，是否有任何事情主啊拦阻了我们？
If there's anything that is hindering us.
主啊，是否我们在你面前还是许多的虚假和不真？
Maybe there are many things that fake and not real in us.
主啊，但愿我们真实经历主啊耶和华你真实在这里。
That we will really experience that you, Lord, is here. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.